Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rob, you're getting those calls, right? Now is the time to get the calls. Your air conditioning. I think a couple of days back, my wife's like, hey, it turned on the air conditioner because it was pretty warm out.
It was
75 degrees, 80 degrees, and then it dropped back down. But, you know, the units have been sitting dormant since basically, let's just say, Halloween, right?
Yeah,
Thanksgiving, maybe.
Sure.
So 4 or 5 months. And just to flip the switch to start pumping cold air out of a machine that's been pumping hot air out, probably not wise.
Right, sure. It's like a car. You know, if you left the car sit for 6 months and tried to fire it up, it may or may not work. So that's what we don't want to leave up to chance. So that first hot, humid day where you're starting to get uncomfortable, you want the thing to work, and you want it to work for the season, too.
Right.
You know, it's not a guarantee that when we come out that it's going to, you know, last through the whole season, but we can usually see things that might go, you know, and fix them before it's a problem.
What are some of the things that our listeners should be aware of that they have no idea is happening in their machines? Filters, obviously, you should change the filters out, right? Every couple, three, 4 months?
Yeah, filters should be changed regularly. And then on the exterior, it gets full of, you have cottonwoods in the springtime, you know, things start coming out and clogging up the outside, which causes it to overheat and issues there. So you just want to make sure it's cleaned out and ready for the season.
Can you just take a hose to that and just
spray? Yeah, you can take a hose. Okay. You can also take a blowtorch, you know?
Yeah,
blowtorch. Not you, David. You use it outside.
Outside.
Dave's just excited. I'm buying a blowtorch.
I've got one.
But you got to get it cleaned up and ready. And, you know, that's what we're, you know, when the seasons change, there's a handful of things that Lindeman Chimney does to get people ready to go with the fireplaces and the
AC. Freon still used or no?
Yeah. They've changed the type of it that's used. But yeah, it's still same coolant.
Do you do the inspections when you come out? We got a text message here. I think you would be interested. Can't thank Lindeman enough. This is from an 847 listener. They are definitely a class operation. They were at my home, townhome, for a chimney inspection to determine that I needed a new chase top.
Yes.
What is a chase top?
So a chase top is typically on a chimney that's built out of wood or siding as opposed to brick. The top of it has a metal pan that keeps the water out from coming into the chimney, and it has a hole in the middle where the flue comes out of. So those typically are made with galvanized metal or aluminum, and they rust out and they have problems. We have a beautiful custom metal shop.
It's unbelievable.
Awesome guys that are building quality stuff that they step away from, and they say they're proud of the work that they built, and we put those on people's homes and they last forever.
Texter continues. As soon as I had Lindeman start making the chase top, I saw the roofers, my homeowners association just had roofs replaced with new chase tops in my backyard. I contacted Lindeman right away and they refunded my entire deposit, even though I didn't expect that. Thanks again, Lindeman Chimney. So there you go. So
thank you for the message.
That's great.
Yeah.
So class operation. So nice job. How's that make you feel?
That makes me feel good.
It's a beautiful facility. We do a lot of work with Lindeman.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. But that's a good thing. You can go outside. Now is the time where people start looking at the yard and the house, and it's easy to look up if you have a chase top. If it's rusted, it needs to be replaced because generally it rusts and then water comes in and it's
going to rot everything.
It's going to be more expensive and costly and a headache.
But you said wood. How do you put a wood on a chimney?
Chase is the exterior part that you see. It's either brick or wood.
Okay.
If it's brick, it's
or a vinyl.
It could be vinyl.
Whatever your siding is.
Yeah. But anything but masonry, you would usually have a chase top. And then what you have running through the inside is a metal chimney versus clay lined chimney. So you'd have this
it's
metal
pretty common,
pipe
Dave.
That runs
okay.
through.
I like Dave's like, wood?
Yeah.
Like,
wood?
It's pretty darn common. Yeah, wood and fire don't work. I get it.
Right.
But, yeah. You could see the rust kind of dripping down the side of your chimney. If you see that, you definitely need to call us and you want to replace that because it's going to be a problem for you.
Want to talk about the chimney inspections you do. Because you know I introduced you to Chief of Police Lou Jogman up in Highland Park.
Yes.
His daughter was buying a home on a weekend, right? Or it was late. It was like 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
So I'll save that after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We got another texter here about a changing to a gas fireplace. We'll talk about that after the break. So hang on, 773. And we're giving away water heaters at the bottom of the hour.
Pretty close.
We're basically we're pretty much just for the cost that you're offering them to our listeners. You might as well just give them away.
I might get a backup.
I was just thinking. You know, my hot water heater is like 6 years old.
I've got a bunch in the warehouse. I'd be willing to part with.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a big warehouse, so you could.
Move in some water heaters?
Exactly.
Cut it down. Might be able to get like 15% finder's fee here. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Mortgage business.
I get it. I know it.
If I can make a buck selling water heaters, I'm in. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that. Now we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So a couple weeks back, a good friend of mine, Lou Jogman, police chief up in Highland Park, daughter Mackenzie is out looking for a home right now, found a home in Niles. Okay, single family, split level home, been in and out of hundreds of those growing up, right? I grew up in Des Plaines, went to Maine East, you know, that's right across the street from Notre Dame High School. So that's the area we're talking about. You've been in and out of hundreds. We've all been in and out of hundreds of those homes. Okay, so those homes are going for like $580,000 to $640,000 today.
Wow.
Okay, that's what, do you want to talk about Meshuggie? That's what those homes are going for.
That's wild.
Okay, okay. That's what it cost. So the home had a first-time home buyer, right? She's a school teacher, dating a cop, all this stuff, right? So, you know, it's a first home. Lou's very protective against his daughter. 8:30 at night.
As any good father.
Yep. Hey, Dave, you know, we're going out to look at a home. I signed a contract. There's some challenges with the chimney. Okay, because Lou, in addition to being chief of police at Highland Park, is a chimney expert. So
he's expert like, or just aficionado?
I just let him go.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Carries a gun. He's 6'3".
He's an expert.
He's an expert. Lou, you're wrong. I'm gonna get smacked in the head.
Sure.
So long story short, he's like, "You got a guy." I'm like, "Yeah, I got a guy." Boom. Right. Send a text. It was like 8:30 at night. Right. Mike, Lou, meet Mike and. Rob, Jesus, I'm having a brain freeze here.
That's okay.
You know, Mark and Rob from Lindemann, you know, boom, right away you got back to him, like personal friend of mine. And I think you had a guy there at 10 o'clock the following day, right? Because Lou was on the podcast the following day. He couldn't make it because he was going to meet your inspector. Whatever they found, it would have been a $10,000 cost to cure whatever was wrong with the chimney. Okay, so he saw something he didn't like. Your guys came out, did a chimney inspection, and that subsequently squashed the deal, that transaction, because the seller now knows they have a challenge in the chimney, and the seller didn't want to give them. They're like, "Oh, we're going to get $10,000 off the price." I'm like, "Wrong. Yeah. You're going to get a $10,000 closing cost credit." So we could use that $10,000 to apply to all the closing costs. So you still have that $10,000 in your bank account, so you could use to fix your chimney. Okay, we could talk about that later.
We kind of did one time.
We did.
I'm still lost on the closing credit.
Well, that's why you come to me, and I'll explain it to you. Yep. But we're running out of time.
Got it.
But your inspector, whatever you found, that's a service you provide, and it is so valuable.
Yes.
You could spend 500 to 600 G's on a home, and then you get in and you didn't have the chimney inspected, and there's another $10,000 to $15,000 because whatever it was extensive.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking when that happens, because you know, most of the home inspectors just don't see that or realize that. There's actually two in the in Illinois that I'm aware of that actually put cameras up the chimneys and inspect them to that level, but most of them don't. So you close on a house, and they may say, oh, we'll give you a $300 credit for a cleaning, and then it's $10,000 when you just moved into the home, and you want to buy a new couch. You don't want to buy...
There's nothing sexy about replacing your chimney liner.
So, you know, it's... Before you buy a home, you got to get it checked out.
What kind of things to the home buyer, right? Homeowner doesn't even know that their chimney is messed up. I guarantee most of them don't.
Probably not.
Most of them haven't used their fireplace in years and have got no clue what's going on. So you walk in, oh, this is great house in the $500,000 to $600,000 range, and they're flying off the shelf. Okay, if you're between $200,000 to $750,000, it's a jailbreak if your home is priced effectively for the market. Okay, you're going in. Some of these people are buying these homes with no inspection.
No inspection. They're waiving everything.
So what crazy. Could be going on up there that our listeners should be aware of for safety reasons and health reasons?
Sure. The most common thing is the flue tiles crack. So inside the chimney, we were talking about it, the brick structure, there's clay tiles that their job is to prevent a fire from
breaking out
and causing a structure fire. If those are overfired, which looks like my Uncle Jim would fire up the fireplace at Christmas and throw a bunch of wrapping paper on there, and you know that's
how I learned how to start a fire.
That's
in our house. No, literally, that's how we would do it.
There's no education on how you're supposed to do it, but when you fire it that fast, it causes these tiles to crack. And once they crack, they've done their job, and then the next.
They have to be replaced?
Right. Creosote will get now behind that crack. It looks like a hairline crack, but when you fire it, it expands, about a quarter of an inch, and then you get smoke behind there and creosote, and eventually that creosote can become its own fuel and cause a fire and all sorts of problems. So most people are unaware.
Highly dangerous.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you want to make sure that you are aware that you have this, particularly when you buy a home, because you don't want it to be a surprise.
Is there a cost for that inspection?
No, we'll typically come out for free, take a look at it, and make sure things are up to snuff. Yeah,
he charged Lou $500, so I got
$250. It sounded like an emergency.
I got $250.
And mortgage business is rough. Yeah. So yeah,
don't tell Lou.
Sure.
You got a question for Rob?
Yeah, as plumbers going in and doing water heaters or doing any plumbing in a basement or where a water heater and a furnace are located, we see this all the time. Where the customer has had their furnace replaced to a high efficiency that is, you know, power vented out and PVC to the outside of the house, but the water heater still ran into the chimney. And we can see immediately that the top of that water heater and the pipes around it are charred, and, you know, it actually causes condensation and rots the water heater out. Would you go in for free and take a look at that? Because as you and I both know as professionals, that's a carbon monoxide hazard also.
Yes, absolutely. That's something we would love to take a look at. Because in those situations, if you go to a high-efficiency furnace, you leave your 4-inch, typically, hot water heater venting through the flue. The gases don't stay above their dew point, so they condense inside the flue. And that condensation is what you see, you know, rusting around the collar of the hot water heater. You got carbon monoxide issue because you have too big of a flue to establish a draft to vent the byproducts of combustion.
Totally makes sense.
So it causes the hot water heater to fail quicker.
Oh, absolutely.
And the carbon monoxide isn't escaping the home, and it tears apart the chimney.
I mean, that's brilliant of what you both said. So what's the solution then? So get a power vented hot water heater or change my liner? Like what?
He can tell you what we refer. I can honestly say, since we've been on this show, we've 100 or more to Lindemann for chimney liners, and I'll let Rob explain what that does and why he would do that.
Yeah, so that if you weren't to power vent the hot water heater, which is just to abandon that flue completely, which is an option, but many people prefer the less expensive hot water heaters, and you would reline the flue. So
okay.
We would put a 4-inch stainless steel liner that goes from the hot water heater.
Outside.
All the way outside.
Okay.
So then the gases stay hot and they get out where they're supposed to get.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, chances are if you have a house that was built in the 70s and 80s, you had a basic furnace that was in there. Now it's probably a high efficiency furnace. Yeah. So that is probably happening to your house.
Oh, I can tell you that it's probably 2 to 3 out of 10 water heaters we walk into where the furnace has been replaced and the water heater still ran into the chimney. And
Got it.
Shouldn't be by itself.
So if you look back from the 50s, there were giant 10-inch holes in the wall. You'll see it in the basement, a big hole, the smaller hole, a smaller hole. Every time that happens, your flue is oversized, and you have less of a chance that the the byproducts of combustion are going to exit the chimney.
Got
if they don't exit the chimney, they're usually condensing inside the chimney, and it causes a bunch of deterioration. And you know, that's why you look at a house and you'll see the whole brick front is in perfect condition, but the chimney's falling apart.
Yeah. All right, chimney talk. I had no idea anything what you guys just said, but it was fascinating. quick question, yes or no? Okay, I got 30 seconds before the break, and this texter, yes. Okay, all right. We'll be back after these messages. Why is the cost to service a gas fireplace about three times more than to service a gas-fired furnace, since we are talking about HVAC systems now?
I'm not sure it's three times the cost on that. It's probably a similar charge, I would assume.
Maybe they're having the wrong company service their gas fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it.
Be similar. Yeah, similar cost for a gas fireplace and you know, furnace.
Somebody's taking advantage of 773, and we will have none of that. Yeah. All right. So we'll have your team reach out to the texter to find out what's going on, do a little deeper dive before we come back after the break and start giving water heaters away for basically nothing. 312-981, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Lindemann.
Lindemann.com or 847-918-7994.